Over the years, we've been aware of some very sophisticated approaches utilising digital technologies to whakamana reo Māori. It's been coming out of Te Hiku media, and our friend Peter Lucas Jones has spoken often of it. But today we get a chance to talk with one of the men who's been putting it together. Now, kia ora mai, as the name implies, Hawaiian, but he's been working on this kaupapa with Māori reo for a long time, and he's bootstrapped a speech recognition model using only 310 hours of te reo Māori. He's the Chief Technical Officer at Te Hiku Media, and we are talking about Papareo, a platform for te reo speech recognition apps. It's going to make it easier for New Zealanders to speak to their devices in te reo, depending on their needs. And Kia ora has kindly joined us for a kōrero this morning about that digital kaupapa. Aloha, kia ora, ko dai o tēnei.
Kia ora.
Kia ora rawatu koe, aloha. Nice to talk with you. How long have you lived in ANZ now, kia ora?
Oh gosh, I don't know, 16 years or something, I forget.
Good on you, mate. Okay, it's good talking with you. As I say, I and our listeners have been familiar with the mahi that you and Peter Lucas have been doing in this space in the north, but its applications will be across the country and indeed globally. How's artificial intelligence helping to keep Indigenous languages alive from your read, Kioni?
Yeah, well, I think what this technology is enabling us to do is to do our work faster, and because we're often so under-resourced, you know, to look at our archival data to sort of help revitalization efforts, these technologies can actually enable one person, you know, to do the work of 10 people, as opposed to, you know, having to take 3 hours just to transcribe 1 hour of a native speaker kōrero. You know, now we can do it, you know, we can do it pretty fast, much faster than a human could, but then we still need experts in the reo and these Indigenous languages to still correct these models where they're not right. And that's really important that these, you know, quote-unquote AI models will never be perfect. And it's important that we have real experts in the data and the languages that can work with these models to ensure that the outputs that we create don't do any further harm to our languages and our culture and can be used for good.
Yeah, tēnā koe, one of the difficulties is the data input didn't factor in Māori, and so when we were trying to translate perhaps manuscripts or audio files of beautiful speakers of yesteryear, and let's also acknowledge that RL is evolving and changing, that a lot of that translation, digital translation, has been very inaccurate. How much closer are we to getting the real deal?
Yeah, well, you know, we've been working really hard to get it close to the real deal. You know, the problem with anything coming from mainstream, any of these big tech companies, is their approach to data is to take as much as they can at as large of a scale as they can. But what we're finding, like in our own research and what other scientists are finding globally, is that you can achieve similar, if not better, results with smaller amounts of data that are high quality rather than large amounts of data that are poor quality. And this is especially important, you know, with te reo, with Indigenous languages and other marginalized groups. And like you said, you know, we only had 300 hours when we first bootstrapped our model. That's nothing compared to the thousands of hours that some of these other models require. In fact, I think Google's latest speech recognition has some 12 million hours of audio used to train. But if you spend more quality time on curating quality data, language data, cultural data, then you're actually going to have something that is going to be more like the real deal and near perfect. Maybe not perfect, if that's ever achievable, but as close to as perfect as we could get.
Yeah, well, I find that amazing that with 300 hours of high-quality reo Māori, the accuracy can eclipse that of a huge multinational that has access to thousands and thousands of hours of te reo Māori. Have you identified the accuracy? What sort of rate you're picking up on a percentage piece? I mean, if you were to translate a piece using 300 base hours to work your tools, what